contemplation of the image of Amida. The Buddha said to Ananda and Videhi, "After you have seen this, next visualize the Buddha. Why the Buddha? Because Buddhas, Tathagatas, have cosmic bodies. And so enter into the meditating mind of each sentient being. For this reason, when you contemplate a Buddha, that mind itself takes the form of his 32 physical characteristics and 80 secondary marks. Your mind produces the Buddha's image and is itself the Buddha. The ocean of perfectly and universally enlightened Buddhas thus arises in the meditating mind. For this reason, you should single-mindedly concentrate and deeply contemplate the Buddha, Tathagata, Arhat, and perfectly enlightened one. When you visualize the Buddha, you should first form his image. Whether your eyes are open or closed, perceive a jeweled image of him, who is the color of gold from the Jambu River, sitting on that flower throne. When you have perceived a seated image of the Buddha, your mind's eye will open, and you will clearly and distinctly see the seven jeweled glorious objects of the land of utmost bliss. Including the seven jeweled ground, the jeweled ponds, the rows of jeweled trees covered with heavenly jeweled curtains, and jeweled nets spreading over the sky. Perceive these as clearly and distinctly as if you were seeing an object in the palm of your hand. After you have seen this image, visualize on the Buddha's left a large lotus flower. which is exactly the same as the one described above. And then another large one on his right. Visualize an image of the Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara sitting on the flower seat on his left, sending forth a golden light, just like the Buddha image described above. And then an image of the Bodhisattva Mahasthamaprapta sitting on the flower seat on his right, when you have attained this vision, you will see these images of the Buddha and Bodhisattvas sending forth golden rays which illuminate the jeweled trees. Under each tree, there are also three lotus flowers with images of a Buddha and two Bodhisattvas sitting on them, so that the land is completely filled with such images. When you have attained this vision, you will perceive the streams, rays of light, jeweled trees, ducks, geese, male and female mandarin ducks, and so forth, all expounding the wonderful Dharma. When you rise from meditation, you should remember what you have heard, not forget it, and confirm it with the sutras. If it does not agree with the sutras, it should be called an illusion. But if it does agree, it is called the attainment of the general perception of the land of utmost bliss. This is the visualizing of the Buddha image and is known as the eighth contemplation. If you have attained this, the evil karma which you have committed during innumerable kotis of kalpas of samsara will be extinguished. And while in this life, you will attain the Buddha recollection samadhi. To practice in this way is called the correct contemplation, and to practice otherwise is incorrect.